Durham voters will choose a mayor and three at-large council members on Tuesday, and they'll also consider an affordable housing bond. Jason DeBruin reports that if passed, it would be the largest housing bond in North Carolina's history.
Marianne Spicer is standing next to a fold-up table at the downtown Durham early voting site. She mingles with others who are handing out flyers and approaches voters to give them her pitch. Spicer has been campaigning in favor of the $95 million affordable housing bond that's on the ballot.
I was homeless at one time, and I just see all the other homeless people that are on the streets, and I try to help out all I can.
Some Durham leaders have called the lack of affordable housing in the city a crisis. The median home sales price has increased by almost $100,000 since 2014. Some neighborhoods in East Durham have seen property values literally triple in just a few years. That's good for anyone selling a home, but bad for buyers, and especially bad for renters who are being edged out of the market. Sarah Miners is the Affordable Housing Bond campaign manager and praises its goals.
Durham is such a progressive city that we're thinking of solutions. We're not just talking about the problems, we're actually putting a plan in place.
Miners says the bond would help 15,000 people in Durham find stable housing. It includes a mix of projects that target both low and moderate income families. But not everyone supports the campaign. Terry McCann is with the Durham Republican Party. He's in favor of affordable housing for all Durham residents, but argues that housing bonds have been tried before in Durham and in other cities.
Some have worked well, but most of them, you know, really have not. And I just believe that we can still create more affordable housing options, but I don't think we need the bond to do that. I think there's, you know, free market solutions.
Others have expressed a deep-seated distrust of the Durham Housing Authority. In that camp, some support the bond but want new city leadership to make sure the proposed projects help those that need it the most. Others say the bond shouldn't pass at all until leadership changes. Municipal elections have a long history of low turnout, and one thing that supporters and opponents of the bond can both agree on is that every eligible voter should make it out to the polls on Tuesday. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.